Tonight's shir, Simon Shin Beis, Se'if Tes. Mutter litein mayim agabai min ol l'shach shechoy. It is mutter to pour water on a shoe or boot that is dirty, to rinse it off. Avalachabsoy, but to clean it, to launder it, to hide it, what does that mean? Shemeshach shef tzido zel zeh, to rub the sides on each other, osur. That is not allowed. Stop here. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah begins with a hakdoma to the halachas and rules of malabin, laundering, sif kon lamites, mutter v'chulo. Hine kedei leva'er, es divrei elu hashnei se'ifim. In order to clarify the words of this and the next paragraph, tzarech lahakdim hakdoma ketana. It's necessary to begin with a short introduction, v'zohi, and it goes like this. Aleph. Hamalabein hu me'avos malachos. Malabein is one of the 39 av malachos. It's one of the categories of malacho that is forbidden. V'libun shayich bein betzemer u'bein bepishton. The malacho of malabein is relevant to wool, to flax, u'b'chol shor minim shedakun l'slabim, or any other raw material that is washed and brightened. V'libun mikri to accomplish libun, it's using anything that will clean the wool and the flax. In the, I think Rashi says in the Gemara, it was water, but it doesn't have to be water, it could be other chemicals as well. There is a practice to take pieces of woven linen and place them in the sun, v'zorikol of mayim, and then you will sprinkle some water on it, k'deisha tislabin, and that would get it bright and white. Gam zehu b'chlam malabin. That's also usur because of malachas malabin. V'shi uro, and as far as the amount of material to launder and be over the isur d'iraisa, the malachas macheves, b'chud shu aroch arba tfachim. It's even with a thread that is 4 tfachim long. Beis, hamachabes begodim, to launder clothing, havi told us malabin. That's a told of malabin. V'chayev, it carries the same penalties as the av malocha. V'chein hasochton, and if someone were to wring out wet clothing, that's also a told of. Shehaschita gam kein mitzorche chibus hi. The schita, the wringing it out, is one of the stages of laundering. So the av malacha is with the raw material, the tolda is with the garment. V'hu adin de kibus shayach ba'oiris harachin. Similarly, there will be an issur of kibus, of laundering soft leather. V'yesh oimim, some say, af precaution, even with stiff leather. Ach yesh chiluk bein oiris lebegat. But there is a distinction between leather and material. De ba'oiris lo mikri kibus ach ye kibus gamur. In order to be considered laundering leather, it requires kibus gamur. We're going to explain kibus gamur means that not only do you get it wet, but you rub it, and you scrape, and you agitate to get the stain out. Ubevigodim kaimalon, whereas when it comes to clothing, material, deshriyasan b'mayim zo hi kibusan. It's already considered laundry, or laundering it, when you soak it in water. Before the agitation, before any rubbing, just soaking it in water is already considered kibus. V'chayiv mishum mechabes, and he'll be liable for the malacha of laundering his clothing. Lo shana b'vigadim levonim, it makes no difference if the clothing are white, for lo shana tzivuim, or if they're colored. Gimel, v'hine b'hod de kaimelon, that which we hold, d'shriyasan hi kibusan, that by soaking the laundry, by soaking the material in water, that's already considered doing the malacha malabin. Yesh deos apos, there are different opinions. Yesh oimim, some say, the davka kishayesh eza dvar lichluch al habeged. It's only if there was something staining the material. Tahashriya mavir halichluch, and by soaking it, it removes the stain. Avalam ein sham lichluch, but if there is nothing staining the material, even though it is a little darker than it was before because it was worn, lo mikri kibus ay de shri levat. Soaking it in water alone would not be considered kibus if there's no noticeable stain. Im lo shemachaps on mamish, unless you actually wash it by rubbing it, o shesochet es memehen, or you wring it out. Umikamakam also the shroisan midabanam. But this view would hold, it would be an issur d'rabanan to soak it in water. Gezeira, shema yavo l'shechita, is a gezeira you may come to wring it out. V'yesh oimim, others say, ta'afilu ein haleim lichach klal, even if there's no noticeable stain. Aminun, we still say, tishriyasan hikibusan, that soaking it is considered laundering it. And this is a machlokes that the Ramah brings at the end of the sif. The iser is only if you're soaking it in order to clean it. But if the material gets wet in a fashion that is considered staining the material, for instance, person washes his hands in water. What does he do afterwards? Then he dries his hands on a hand towel. So no one's going to say he's laundering the hand towel. He is soiling the hand towel. Even if there's a lot of water on his hands. And because he's drying on the towel, and could be several people who might use that same towel, the towel gets wet. We're not going to say in this case that the fact that it got wet is laundering it. The derech lichlochu. This is soiling the towel. V'yesh machmirin od. Some are even more strict. Shem hayu hamayim erubin. That if it's a lot of water, afilu kshu derech lichloch. Even if it is in a way that we would consider it getting soiled, Aminan will still say shviyaso hi kibuso. That soaking it is laundering it. V'akein therefore, heim sovim they hold. If you wash your hands, and then you want to dry your hand on a hand towel, you should first shake your hands vigorously. So there's very little water left on your hand. Then you can dry your hand on the towel. Another example might be if water spills on the floor. You take a towel to dry it up. So for all intents and purposes, you're soiling the towel. But this sheet will say, no, that's considered kibus. The shriyas is a kibus, so that's a problem. Va'ata navo levar esasifim. Now, with this introduction, we can clarify these seifim. Sifkon mem. The mechaber begins that it's mutter to rinse shoes or boots. L'shach shechoy. What does that mean? K'sheyesh al minol ezet devar lechluch. If there's something staining your shoe or boot, you'll put water on it until the stain is removed. That's called shichshuch. The concept, Berloch explains, shichshuch is without your hands. You're just either dipping it in the water or pouring water on it, but you're not rubbing it. You're not rubbing the stain.
Could you put it under a stream, like under a faucet?
That's what it sounds like. You're either pouring water on it or putting it under running water, but you're not touching it with your hands. Sifkad mem aleph, shemeshav shefechulum. To mechabe, said the mechabe, says, to launder, which means to rub one thing against the other, that's for sure no good. Kederech hamechavs, and that's the normal way of people who do laundry. Vinei meloshin zemash, but the language implies, distam kibus beminol afilu isur leko, that without rubbing the ends one on the other, it wouldn't be usur. V'ayim be'alocha, if you look in be'alocha, should be aron, we clarify. It's implied for many poskim, the isur ika filu bekibus ba'almo, that there will be an isur even with ordinary kibus. This means using your hand. Using your hand to rub on it would be awesome. Again, the Mechaber gives us two scenarios. One where you soak it or rinse it without using your hand. The second is you're rubbing one piece of material on the other. But what about the middle case? You don't rub it against each other, but use your hand to rub. So the Mishnah Berurah says it sounds like from the Mechaber it should be okay. Because all you ask is when you rub Zal Zal. But in the Berlocha he brings for many opinions along Berlocha that there would be an Isser Drabonon according to many poskim, even Kibus Ba'almo where you don't rub one end on the other, but you use your hand to rub it. The only hetter would be to rinse it without using your hands. But if you have wooden utensils, and we expand that to metal and glass and ceramic, Lekuli Alma, everyone would agree, ain bo shum chashash kibus. There's absolutely no concern of the malach of malabein, even if you use your hands to clean it. Basically, we're saying like this. There are things that are hard, like wood and metal and glass, and there's no malabein there at all. And that's why you wash dishes on Shabbos. There's no issur malabein washing dishes. You can't use hot water, whatever it is, but that's not, it's not a malabein issue. There are things that are soft, that are totally vulnerable to malabein, like material, clothing. And there, even getting it wet is already malabein. If someone gets a stain on their blouse or shirt, you want to put some water on it quickly to keep it from ruining? You can't. You can't. A wine stain, chrein, you cannot put water on your clothes on Shabbos. That is already the malach. When you get to leather, it's an in-between. It's not as soft as clothing. It's not as hard and stiff as wood and glass and the like. So we have this in-between ground. And we say that you're allowed to rinse it or soak it or pour water on it, but you can't rub it. You can't rub it to clean it. Sifkad membeis, to rub one under the other is aser. V'chiyuv anami ikar. Once you're rubbing by the leather, this is an isa the kibbutz shaykh af boris, it is possible to have the malach of malabein by leather. It's just not the same as clothing. But once you've gone beyond just soaking it or pouring water on it, then there would be an issa d'oraisa. The notes point out that there is no isser of malabein on the human body, unless you couldn't wash your hands and get stains off. So we hold the halacha that it's not included in this malach. It does bring a shita that's machmir, but l'maiser, another tshuva says, no, we hold there's no malabein on the person. So this is one of the malachs that does not apply to people. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Avol beged sheyesha lav lichluch, a garment that has a stain on it, aser afilu l'shach shechoy. It's aser even to soak it or rinse it. The zel kibus, that is already considered doing laundry. That's laundering it. What you could do is take a shmata, a rag, and just wipe it off, but kal lightly. Don't press. Pen yischot, you don't want to squeeze anything out. So as we said earlier, you can remove surface dirt. You just can't clean the fabric. Vama says, ubeget she'en lev lichluch. Let's say you have material, a garment, and you don't see any stain on it. Motel seis lev mayim u'otim v'lo merubim. You can put a little water on it, but not a lot. Shem yischot, it's a gazer, you may squeeze it out. V'yesh oysim b'chol inin, others say no. It's also, even if you don't see any lichluch, even if you don't see any stain. Mishnah Berurah says, God mem gimel lichluch. A garment that has a stain, you can't even rinse. Afilu roik ba'alma, even if the stain is nothing more than saliva. Sharatzion says, certainly, if it's miraglayim or tzoya, you can't be cleaning diapers on Shabbos. Old-fashioned diapers. Sivkah memdal, l'shach shechoy. So you're not allowed to rinse garments. Perish asuli tilav mayim klal v'afilim watam. You can't put water on it even a little bit. There's no difference in halacha whether you put the garment into a bucket of water or whether you pour the water on the garment. Either way is also. Sifkad memhei dezel kibuso. This is laundering it. What's a lamina to say? Beged shviyaso zehu kibuso. By garments, soaking it is already laundering it. And it's included malabein, it's the told of malabein, v'chayav, and he's liable, karmachatas b'shoigig, masha'en can be minnal as opposed to a leather shoe, after shaykh b'kibus, even though it's possible to be over the iser, mikomokam shriyasan ain't the kibusan, but soaking it alone is not yet considered laundering by leather. Elam can mechabes mamish, unless you're actually going to rub it with your hands, v'chanal, like we said before. Sifkatan mem vav. If the garment has no noticeable stain, the Ramah begins with the shita that says you're allowed to put it into water. Let's say Mike, put water on it. The shriya lo havikibos ela kasheish lo lichluch, because soaking isn't considered laundering unless you see a stain. Umikol makom aser b'merubim, but if it's a lot of water, you can't. Mishum chashash de shema yischot. We're concerned you may squeeze it out. V'da, you should know. D'mechavin b'nesina samayim l'chav. So if your intent when you get it wet is to launder it, afilu mayim water mos, it's also even with a little water. Kemucha behed yibesefer truma chimash galki besmag. This is in the sefer truma, the smag. Then I found Shekin because of Eliyahu. Eliyahu writes it also, not here, but in Siman Shin Aleph, Sifkan Ayazan. So if this person is putting this cloth into water with no intention of kibbutz, so why is he doing it? So sometimes we have a person needs a hot compress. They need to put something on their eye, on their forehead. So they want to put a towel in the water and put it on their head, on their eye. So according to the second sheet, you can't. It's going to be malabit. First sheet that says if it's a little bit of water, not a lot, it will be okay. You can't have intention for kibbutz, but if you have something else you're going to do with this wet rag, like put on your eye, put on your head, so then it will be mutter. So if God is zayin v'lo merub, you can't use a lot of water. V'im hu davar shein makbil al meimov, but let's say he doesn't care about the water. U'menichu kamazman imay, that means he'll leave it wet for a long time, it doesn't bother him. Then lo gazrin and shama yischa bezeh, then we're not afraid he'll bring it out. Like was written in Siman Shin Aleph. However, Yesh Oysim, Sifkot Memches, Yesh Oysim, others disagree with this psak, and they hold that even without a stain you cannot soak a towel or a garment. Svirlu they hold, Demad Aminon, that which we say, Shriyason, Zehu Kibuson, soaking it is laundering it, Huafilu Beveget, She'en Lov Lichloch, it's even with a garment that's clean, even without a stain. Therefore, even if it's a little water, also it's forbidden. Mishum kibbutz because of laundering. However, if the water going on the material is getting it dirty, soiling it, shari, that's okay. That is written in Sifyud in the Ramah. One should be careful and follow the Yesh Oisrim, and be strict because you're dealing with the potential of an issa d'oraisa. Now the notes bring, if you had a towel, a baguette, it's perfectly clean, straight out of the wash, it's laundered, it's dried, it's folded. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says, it's still usher to soak it according to the Yesh Oshim. Davni Nezid can't understand it. Where's the malabin? The Sharia doesn't do anything for it. So Mamela, it's not a malach at all. And he says, Rabbi Yoshev also, in Kovitz Chuvis, has this kasha. And therefore he says, if the garment is perfectly clean, there's no possibility of libun. So according to this view, if it's absolutely sparkling, fresh laundered, or brand new for that matter, then you could put it in the water and use as a compress or whatever it is. Because it's only by merubin, if it's a lot. Not if it's a little bit. Because we won't call it malabin.